Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 7:18. Thank you so much for choosing Fresh Breakfast with the NSK on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Hashtag, it's December time. Hashtag, it's breakfast that is on us. Now, Shaquan, it was an insanely busy weekend for the brand. If you missed out, you know, we got you.
Yeah, to a trust.
Now, on Friday, Fresh Air gave away a whole braai stand and crowned Jessica as the Robertson Spice braai ultimate master.
Jessica, we are going to give you 2,000 Namibian dollars in a shopping voucher courtesy of Checkers and also a charcoal Weber braai. Oh,
did you hear that?
I did. I'm so flattered. I can't even wait.
That's a beautiful feeling, man. We live for moments like that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just, I think it's one of those things where a lot of the times when people actually take part in competitions, they don't even really expect to win.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, I've taken part in so many.
And I never win.
Won.
And then bam, the day you get the
that
call.
That happens. Oh, man. And then also on Saturday, Fresh FM and Oppo were at Vernil, that is across Pick and Pay. And that was on Saturday, right? Mm. And gave you more information about the Oppo brand itself and obviously the devices, electronics that come with under the brand that is Oppo. Mm. And many of you walked away with free airtime. And the fact that nobody, none of y'all, have transferred some to me, it's just very offensive.
Cecilia.
But anyway. You can see all the pictures and videos on our social media platforms. It is Fresh FM Namibia, both on Instagram and Facebook. But apart from that, we also had the Christmas Windhoek Market that was on Friday and Saturday. And the NSK award-winning NSK, my partner, was the MC. And man, come on, drop the tea.
Listen, first of all, Shaquan, let me just tell you this.
Okay.
As usual, yeah, I always give a shout out to the organizing committee.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because these guys work hard, man. Mm. Putting together an event of any nature is a lot of hard work. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I need to give a shout out to the organizing committee of City of Windhoek, the events department led by Osi Maria and Elena. The organizing gang of Grace, Estelle, Hangura, Eno, Ben, Leonora, Osi Leonora.
I know, right?
she's such a vibe.
She's good people,
yeah, she
honestly.
She really is. Uh-huh. And then Clarius, Ida, Fina, and Fortune. Secondly, I have never ever seen Windhoek in that light on Friday, by the way. And what I mean by never, I mean, someone will challenge me and say, yeah, but what about the Windhoek show? What about the, you know what I mean, every other expo and so on. But this was different. Okay, definitely in the setting that we had families, literally families, Shaquan, that just made the effort to come with a little picnic basket.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then they made that effort to come and to come witness the switching on of the lights by Father Christmas.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was beautiful. It was emotional for me. I wish I had my family there, but I couldn't, because for me it was actually work for me. You know what I mean?
True.
That's the lifestyle of an entertainer.
They kept asking me, where are your boys? And I'm like,
while I'm working.
When I'm working, I wouldn't even be able to take a single picture because they would just be on me.
Yes, yes. And they would be all over.
Yes.
And then lastly, what the organizing committee did was to consciously choose artists that are not really well known, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or exposed to the public, but they are talented.
Mm.
And let me tell you this now, Shaquan, man. Listen, I love talent, okay? I get excited at talent.
Talent recognizes...
talent.
Exactly.
I mean... So... Caleb Zola, right? Oh my goodness, this boy has an incredible voice, okay? I so much so that I actually even took his details and I told him, listen, I'll call you next year. Don't expect a call from me now, but I'll call you next year for something.
Mm.
All right, cool. Because we work in different spheres and boardrooms.
True.
Yana was also amazing. We had an 8-year-old Tana Zendaya.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this girl is a powerhouse, all right? We'll put some of her stuff on my socials as well. NSK, hashtag GMTM. 10-year-old Tillman Niedling. Wow. R&B vibes with Ray Monet. That's also another one that I said, listen, next year. Mm. Next year, okay? Lilibeth, 10-year-old poet. She wrote a whole poet about Santa Claus.
Santa, I actually have footage of that.
You have footage of that?
I will continue Fantastic, to share it on our social media, yes.
Yeah, and then we had a bit of a jazz muso, Sydney Haufiku. Oh my goodness, like these are the people that you want
jazz
to book.
And I missed it?
Yeah, dude. But he was amazing as well. Just, just amazing talent. So yeah, I mean, I do not regret spending both days, at Zoo Park. It was incredibly hot. Wow.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Do you know what?
But Friday, we loved it.
Loved it. But yeah. Friday was okay.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
And I got there around about 8:30. But it was already hot. Yo. Do you know, even on my way there, I was just like, maybe I shouldn't have worn makeup today. Because I just felt like my face was melting. But here's also one thing that stood out for me in this game.
Yeah.
I think maybe just to revert back to the conversation that we had on Friday.
Yeah.
As to what is your Zoo Park story?
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with OC Leonora. And I asked her, as I was doing the crossovers with Jane and AJ.
Yeah.
So I asked her, what
is her story?
Yeah, Zoo Park story or your earliest memory of Zoo Park. So, you know, for me, she's from Rehoboth, right? So what she remembers is getting on buses like probably 5 a.m. to Windhoek with her family, and they would come spend the whole day here with her family and just, you know, playing around in the swings or whatever it is. And then at the end of the day, they go back home. So just that drive, just to come and experience.
That is actually amazing. That is amazing.
So I'm also Leonora right now. She's the section head for the SME development for the city of Windhoek. And so that is obviously some place that's close to her heart. It is obviously her forte that she has to revive that place.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, it's just hearing that, I was just like, you know what? We all really, really have a Zoo Park story.
Yeah, we do, man. So actually, and you know what? Now that you mentioned Rehoboth, can you imagine what it is for towns like Groot Oup or Okahandja? You know, the earliest moments where they, as a family, huddle up and go to Windhoek, spend the day at Zoo Park, and then go back to Groot Oup or to Okahandja or to Rehoboth.
It was a vibe.
Amazing.
Like,
amazing.
You literally go to, back in the day we had, now I feel for me, we can get the best chips at OK.
Here
by game. Not any other okay, that one.
That one, yeah.
But then back in the day we had Louis Bortamos, right? Mm. So you just go buy your breeches and your chips and your rations and your Don't forget the juice that we heroes love. Onguava juice. You buy onguava juice, you go to Zoo Park, it's over.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was a weekend. It was a weekend. Yeah. We've got a conversation going on, by the way, on our socials, and we'll get to your voice notes. What are those red flags when it comes to those, you know, those fake friendships? And also, what happened? What's your friendship betrayal story?
What happened?
Talk to us. Send it through to our Telegram and WhatsApp. Do it right now.